Wayne Maslach is in studio with us right now. And boy, I tell you what, Wayne's a very busy man. Lots of stuff going on. And this is a busy time of the year for everybody. And for those who aren't familiar with Wayne, you know, Wayne, of course, has been an advertiser on the station for a while. He's with Great Lakes Benefits and Wealth Management. Now that you've had a second to catch your breath, how are you?
I'm pretty good. Nice day out today.
It's a gorgeous day out today. No kidding. Now, if you could just wave your magic wand and make sure that sunshine sticks around throughout the course of the rest of the week, that would be fantastic also. We're bringing you in here today to talk about early steps towards saving for retirement. And I think a lot of folks who are probably, you know, I would say late 20s, early 30s, are kind of in that same boat thinking, you know, how much should I set aside from each paycheck to put in my 401k?
That's a great question. I think the key is to start. And a lot of folks wait too long, and they don't get started soon enough, and then they're playing catch-up. And the best thing, really, is there's no right amount, just an amount that you get in the habit of saving regularly, systematically, and it's just a great habit to be in, and it's a great habit to start, and you'll be very happy when you reach those retirement years that you have some money saved, where a lot of folks actually don't.
And I think another big question that comes out of that, too, you know, when you're putting money into a 401k, I think a lot of folks say, well, I'm not necessarily sure I know where all of that's going. So, I mean, if you have a plan for retirement with a 401k, what's your best advice you would give to someone who's going into that with little to no knowledge of investing?
Yeah, that's the great scenario is if you do have the opportunity to put money in a 401k. Many folks don't, but if it's there, you get in the habit of the payroll deduction, you get in the habit of living without that money, and you really don't miss it. Most of the companies will have some respectable investment choices you can pick from, whether it's a lifestyle fund or target date fund, they're becoming more and more popular. But just getting in the habit of saving something, and if you're blessed enough to have a match from your employer mm-hmm. where you're going to put in some money, they're going to match also, even better. And there are folks, really, that aren't doing that. Their employer would put in a match, yet they can't find the money to do without, so they get that match. And, you know, it's just, if they can figure out a way, it's a great way to save money through that 401k with a match if you got it.
We're talking with Wayne Maslach of Great Lakes Benefits and Wealth Management here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And if we could take that one step further, because, I mean, I think you mentioned it, you know, it's a tough scenario, especially at first. I mean, if you're a young professional, you know, getting your first full-time job, you're having a hard time making ends meet. You just don't have the funds to set aside to put into the 401k. But now you're a little bit later on in life. Let's just say you're late 30s, maybe your early 40s. Now you are mm-hmm. making the kind of money where you can put into a 401k. How does that change the scenario? At that point, you know, how do you approach that? What kinds of things are you doing to change that now that you actually have the money? But like you said, at that point, you're also kind of playing catch up.
Yeah, and we're getting used to the money. And what most folks do when they make more money is they spend more money. There's a lot of places that can take our money. If we're into hobbies, sports, you know, motorcycles, boats, jet skis, campers, taking vacations, you know, that takes folks' money, and mm-hmm. it's hard for them to, in many cases it is, not all the time, it's hard for them to do without some of that stuff and get in the habit of saving money and, you know, save time for the toys, save some money for the toys later, and you know, put your retirement ahead of that, at least to some extent.
Wayne, when's the right time to start putting the money into a 401k? I mean, should we be sending something out to the young kids out there, 15, 16, getting their first job, saying get ready to save here?
Yeah, I just had a young high school student in for the last couple of weeks doing a shadow project for school, and I directed him towards the Vanguard website, Fidelity website. Mm-hmm. They have great calculators and tools there. And he was 18, not quite as young as you know, 15, 16, but when you get your first job, you know, if you get in the habit of just putting some of that money away, it goes a long way and you get used to it. If you never do it, it's like never going to the gym. If you never go, now you're out of shape and older, it's like hard to start versus if you're always in the habit and you've always went to the gym or rode bike or you know, jogged or ran, you're used to it, so it's easier to continue that. And it's the same with saving.
That's a heck of an analogy. Mm-hmm. I like that a lot, too, because, good. You know, I myself kind of experience that once in a while. I won't go to the gym for a couple weeks, then I go, and I feel like my heart's going to explode. So I can certainly appreciate that analogy. Mm-hmm. I think another question, too, to throw at you. You know, a lot of times folks get confused by all the terminology out there. They're not really sure what goes with what. So when you talk about IRAs, like, what are the big differences between a traditional IRA and a Roth IRA?
Well, yeah, and then the IRAs are maybe an alternate choice to the 401k. You know, if you don't have that opportunity to save into a regular 401k, and they do have Roth 401ks mm-hmm. also, then you can do your own IRA or Roth IRA. And, you know, with a traditional IRA, that's where you get the tax deduction up front. You know, help save you on taxes currently. But you're going to pay the government at some point. The Roth, you don't get the tax deduction up front, but you get that tax-free growth. And then when you do use the Roth, there's no tax. And a lot of folks pour money into 401ks and IRAs, and they never do the Roths. So when they retire or get to that point, the only money they have available is money that's never been taxed. So when they make a withdrawal to buy, say, a $30,000 car, well, they got to take out $40,000 to pay the tax to buy the $30,000 car. So you do want different buckets of money to pull from, not just all money that's never been taxed.
Well, you mentioned that IRAs are sort of alternatives to 401ks. Are those something that you might suggest investing in even if you have a 401k? Would you maybe go the IRA route, or is there other ways to invest?
Sure. If you have that extra money where you can do both. See, the 401k is yeah. your employer's plan.
Sure.
The employer makes the choices. They tell you what investments you could pick from. The IRA is yours. The IRA is an individual retirement account, and you have the freedom to invest in what you want. You go to a Vanguard or Fidelity or a Schwab, and you have thousands of investments to pick from, you know, not just the few that's on your employer's retirement plan.
Nice.
Wayne Maslick of Great Lakes Benefits and Wealth Management, our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. One of the things you've mentioned to us before is that if you're younger, you have the ability to take more of a risk than those who are maybe a little bit closer to retirement. Why is it that you can take more risks when you're younger?
See, when you're young, you don't have to depend on that money in the near future. You know, if you were a retiree or getting close to retirement, and say it's 1998 or 99, mm-hmm. right before the big correction and pullback of the market, you know, if you were relying on those retirement funds and now you see them go down in 2000 and 2001 go down and 2002 go down, I mean, that really changes the whole makeup of your retirement. Or even at the end of 2007 when the 08 pullback happened, if you were relying on that money in your retirement year, not good. If you're young and you're 20 or 30, you don't care, because as that market's coming sure. down, you're still saving in it, you're buying those shares at a discount. You're not going to need the money for years. That's why. I mean, the younger you are, the more risk you can take. The closer you get to the retirement, you really have to be careful and cautious and not get too aggressive, not get too greedy. We're in market highs right now. A lot of people forget what happened in the past, yeah. and they have to be careful. Some people are getting a little too confident.
I think another concern that you hear about also, too, especially for some folks who are just having kids for the first time, you know, you certainly have that dilemma that enters the back of your mind. Okay, well, what do I do? Do I keep saving for retirement if I don't have the income to save for both retirement and my kids' education? I guess what's the best way about going about that balancing act? Because certainly you want to start saving for your kids' education if you have the ability to do so. But is it more important to save for that, or is it more important to continue to save for retirement?
Great question. And a lot of folks are making that choice. And in many cases, they're putting the kids ahead of their own retirement. The kids' college, for mm-hmm. instance, they're like, you know, they want to see their child have a college degree, or at least have the opportunity to go after one, and they're foregoing their retirement savings in order to see their children or child do that. It's a price you pay, and that's a decision you make up front. If you can do both, absolutely. You know, the general rule of thumb is you want to see 15% of your gross income going into your retirement future. If you have money left over after that for toys and hobbies and kids' college, then great. Then you can do both or multiple things.
That's an interesting approach, and sure. I think it's something that it's just weird because it's so different for everybody. I mean, everybody's got different needs, and definitely with different income levels, it presents its own set of challenges. And Well, before we cut you loose here, I guess if you had one piece of advice for those who are young professionals, again, in the first 5 years maybe of being a full-time employee somewhere, if you had one big piece of advice to send along to those folks who are listening right now, what would it be?
Yeah, I'll give you two, because there's two big problems I see with younger folks, especially younger families. Is one, they never got started saving, like we talked about a little earlier. You got to start, if it's $50 a month, $50 a paycheck, you get in the habit, and then as money frees up, you up that. The other thing they need to do is make sure their basic legal documents are updated, basic will. And a guardian for their minor children. So many young couples miss this. They don't choose, if something, God forbid, happens, who's going to raise their minors. Their family ends up fighting over it. So start saving, little amounts, get in the habit of it. Make sure your basic legal documents are updated. It's so easy to do online now, and there's really no excuse. They should do it.
How can folks get a hold of you, Wayne, if they're interested in getting some more of your advice? How can they get in touch with you?
You can go to todaysretirees.com, and they could certainly Google Wayne Maslick or Today's Retirees or Great Lakes Benefits and Wealth Management. 440-934-3141 locally. Of course, we have offices in Erie County and Lorain County, but if they get to my website, all our contact information's there.
Todaysretirees.com. That's todaysretirees.com. If you go there, you can see all of the information that Wayne has to offer. Wayne, thank you so much for joining us here in the studio. We certainly appreciate the time.
Pleasure. Great time.